Mayor to waive city code upon receiving evidence to support an application to rename Southwest Stark Street to Southwest Harvey Milk Street and allow the Portland Bureau of Transportation to process the application in good faith.
Commissioner Fish.
Saltzman.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Saltzman. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mayor.
Saltzman.
I'll just turn it over to Stacy Brucer of my staff and Kurt Kruger of the Portland Bureau of Transportation. And I'm sorry, I don't know who you are, but I'm sure you're going to add too as well.
Thank you.
This is Amy Hertzfeld Koppel with co-executive director of Basic Rights Oregon and a member of the Harvey Milk Street Project Committee that brought this to our attention a few months ago. So I'm Stacy Brewster, Commissioner Dan Saltzman's staff. I just want to thank you all, first of all, for considering this out of order. We have some distinguished guests who want to testify on this, and we really appreciate it. Before we get to questions, I just want to reiterate that this is not the actual street renaming. This is a waiver of a portion of city code that's required for the application to even proceed to the next step, which would be signature gathering. While Harvey Milk, the person, meets all city code criteria for who we can rename city streets after in Portland, the next section of city code on street renaming actually bars renaming streets that don't start and end within city boundaries and bars the renaming of portions of streets. So Southwest Stark is 13 blocks on the west side and continues east all the way into Gresham. It is only broken up by the river and waterfront park. And the applicants, for reasons that they'll discuss, are only seeking to rename Southwest Stark Street, the 13-block portion that runs diagonally, we're getting a map here, between West Burnside and NATO Parkway. So again, I helped the applicants process this application a few months ago. We had a couple ahead in the queue, one that was in process, an application for a street renaming that has since been withdrawn, and another inquiry into PBOT for a street renaming that decided to go a different route, not street renaming. City code specifies that we can only consider one street renaming at a time and only do one major street renaming of collector streets or arterials per year. So as of just last month, the opportunity for this application to come forward is here, but we have to come before City Council to waive the city code in these two specific areas for them to go through the process.
Good morning. Kurt Kruger with Transportation. I'll be very brief, and I'm here more for procedural questions if they arise. As Stacy mentioned, we can't begin the street renaming process without the waiver of this code for this particular application. The code does say you have to have streets that start and stop within the city and must terminate, must be renamed in full continuity. And we've done this before recently. We did this about a year ago with Southwest 9th, which was proposed to be renamed as Southwest Park Avenue. That's the application that was withdrawn about a month ago and essentially put on hold for a period of time. So we run an ordinance very similar to this last spring. I'm available if you've got questions regarding the code.
Super. Thank you, Mayor Wheeler and City Commissioners. My name is Amy Hirschfeld Koppel. I'm co-executive director of Basic Rights Oregon, the state's largest advocacy and policy organization serving LGBTQ Oregonians and our allies. Basic Rights Oregon is also a proud member of the Harvey Milk Street Project Committee. I'm here today to express our support of the renaming of the 13 blocks of Southwest Stark in honor of this LGBTQ hero. Harvey Milk was a visionary human rights leader who became one of the first openly LGBTQ elected officials in the United States when he won a seat on the San Francisco Board of Supervisors in 1977. Harvey Milk was out and proud during an era when few of us could be. He was out just 8 years after the Stonewall riots, where Marsha P. Johnson, Sylvia Rivera, and others launched the modern era LGBTQ movement, protesting police brutality in New York City. He was out 4 years before the first cases of AIDS were reported, and he was out a full 2 decades before Ellen DeGeneres came out on national television. Harvey Milk was a bold and inspiring leader who believed firmly that for LGBTQ folks to be treated with dignity and respect, we have to be willing to share our stories openly and honestly. His life was tragically cut short when he was assassinated in 1978 at San Francisco City Hall, just over a year after he was elected. Leaders like Harvey Milk, Marsha P. Johnson, and Sylvia Rivera are tragically absent from our history books. LGBTQ youth have few role models to look up to at a time when the federal administration is working to dismantle our progress on LGBT equality by undermining transgender equality, inclusion in the armed services, and the freedom to marry. Naming a street after an LGBTQ hero sends a powerful message to our youth, who still face alarming rates of bullying, family rejection, and homelessness. It sends a message that you're okay, you were born perfect, and there is nothing wrong with you. As parents of a seven-month-old, my wife and I remain incredibly grateful to live in a state that has been on the leading edge of LGBTQ justice. Portland and this city commission have always been ahead of the curve, and your leadership remains so important as we face a vacuum of leadership on the federal level. Let's send a message to our LGBTQ youth and the rest of the nation once again that Oregonians believe in dignity and respect for all its people, no matter who we are or who we love. We appreciate your time and consideration, and we're hopeful for a unanimous vote from the commission so that we can start this process as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all. So I believe we have some invited guests.
Just before you go, I just want to clarify that we're not actually voting on the name change today. We're voting on starting the process, and it will come back to council at a later date.
Yeah, they will.
So, Commissioner Fritz, really important point. There are multiple steps in a street renaming process. This one allows this application to start. There will be a historical committee that's designated by the Commissioner of Transportation. There will be a presentation and hearing in front of the Planning and Sustainability Commission. And if all those forward a recommendation, it will come back to City Council for a formal hearing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Governor Barbara Roberts, Kathleen Sadat.
Marcel.
It's good to see you.
Very distinguished panel.
Thank you for being here.
What an honor.
The big guns are here.
Thank you very much for putting this in an order that allowed me to join you today. Mr. Mayor, members of the Portland City Council, I am Barbara Roberts, former Oregon governor and a resident of the Selwood neighborhood in Portland. I am before you today to enthusiastically support the renaming of these 13 blocks of Southwest Stark to become Harvey Milk Street. And before I make the rest of my brief remarks, I would like to add that I am here and been allowed to bring to you the greetings of Governor Ted Kulongoski, who could not be here today, but wanted you to know as a council and the mayor that he is also enthusiastically supportive of this effort. I am very proud to be a resident of Portland. I celebrate our parks, our rivers, our music and food scenes, and our history. But beyond that, I am proud of Portland's celebrations of our people. Cinco de Mayo, our famous Rose Parade, our ever-expanding Pride Parade, the annual Italian Festival, the Portland Marathon, the Susan Combs Walk, the AIDS Walk, and all the many, many celebrations that go on in neighborhoods across the city. But above all, I am grateful and proud of our city's recognition of some of our nation's most courageous civil rights heroes. When Union Avenue became Martin Luther King Boulevard, we opened our minds and our hearts with the public recognition that honored Dr. King. When 39th was redesignated Cesar Chavez Boulevard, we recognize that our city, our state, and our nation have more strength. We are stronger by the millions of immigrants who live as our neighbors. And Rosa Parks, by her courage and strength, earned the honor of a street name for her right here in Portland. It makes me proud. Today, I urge you to expand both the honor and inclusion that Dr. King, Cesar Chavez, and Rosa Parks have brought to our city. The effort to recognize and honor Harvey Milk is the opportunity to say to the LGBT community of Portland, we now recognize one of the most courageous and open civil rights heroes of this nation's gay community. I believe it is time for that honor. Now, before I close, I want to admit that in my home living room, I have a handsome bust of Harvey Milk. It was presented to me by the Harvey Milk Foundation almost 3 years ago for my history as a longtime advocate for the rights of gay citizens of our nation. I am very, very proud of this special award. And now I am asking you to bring that same pride to the gay youth of our city. Let them feel that pride and let them feel that acceptance. Please take positive action to give Portland a Harvey Milk Street. Make our city proud. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Governor.
Thank you, Governor.
Kathleen?
I knew I didn't want to follow you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Commissioners and Mayor, thank you for hearing us this morning. I'm Kathleen Sadat, long-term activist around this issue. I worked with Keystone Lowry when I worked for Gretchen Kapori to help write and advocate for the passage of our civil rights bill for Portland, our gay rights bill for Portland. I don't want Keystone's name lost. He was an important part of that whole effort. He was the driving force for much of the change that happened in this city. I think it's important right now for our leaders to make a statement about things that are right in our country. And this is an opportunity for the leadership of Portland to support the people who live here, who are members of the gay, lesbian, transgendered, questioning, bisexual communities. It's an opportunity for you to say, yes, you belong. I don't like the rise in hostility that I see happening in our country. And one of the ways to counter that rise is to speak out, and this is a way to speak out. I'm going to read you what I posted on the website for the name change. Given a history of bias and bigotry against the people who make up the GLBTQ community, we need to create cultural symbols that reinforce our roles as positive members of the broader society. Given the sadness, despair, and rate of suicide experienced by young people struggling with issues of sexuality, we need to help them reject negative labels and inspire them with hope for lives built on foundations of love and support. Naming a street after Harvey Milk will help accomplish both things by acknowledging our struggle and our humanity. I urge you to take the next steps necessary to change the name of Stark Street for those blocks to Harvey Milk. Thank you.
Thank you.
Darcel 15.
Thank you. Walter Cole, Darcel 15. 51 years ago, I opened a bar in Old Town, no, Skid Row, on 3rd Avenue. We started our shows and we didn't go outside of our doors. We got ready in the club and stayed dressed in the club. Not because of the city or the police or any city officials, only because of the nature of the people walking down the street or the people that didn't understand what we were doing. Mr. Nato used to say, Walter, are you still doing that masquerade? Yes, I'm still doing the masquerade 51 years later. The thing that has to happen is the hate door has been opened by the president of, I don't even want to say his name, And that door will close a little if the people that we know and the people that don't even know who Harvey Milk is, they know that that street is named after a gay man that did active work. And we have to keep that going. We have to tell our young people. We have to tell them, our young people, just like we had to tell them about AIDS and keep them aware that it's not over. Put the name Harvey Milk up, and we'll make sure that people know who he was, and we'll stand behind what it means, that we can be proud. And Portland has always been proud of our community, whoever you sleep with. So thank you. I hope so. And it's nice to see all your faces close up like this. It's nice.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you all for being here. And I think that completes our invited panel, invited testimony.
I think we have one more.
Oh, okay.
One or two more. Thank you.
One or
thank
two
you
more.
Very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Governor. Thank you,
Kathleen.
Thank you, Walter.
Good morning. Hi. Good morning. My name is Jean-Pierre. I'm from Togo, West Africa. I was a gay activist in Togo before I moved here. In my country, they changed the law. If you are gay in Togo, you're going to be in prison for 5 years. Now I live in Portland and I got asylum. I have a store in Stark Street. For me, they're going to be nice to change the name to Have Milk, because Have Milk represents something special for gay community. Yes, and I just want to give my support, and they're going to be happy for me to have my store in Have Milk Street. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Public testimony. How many people do we have signed up, Carla?
I believe we have just two people left on
Very
the list.
Good.
Mary Sipe and Bill Dickey.
Very good.
Oh, I'm sorry. Crystal's still here. And Crystal Ilinski.
Hi. My name is Mary Sipe, and I won't take up a whole lot of time. I just want to say I completely echo the words of the people who have spoken before me, and completely support this idea. And I think it's just really, really great that we're recognizing a true hero and someone that I think, unfortunately, a lot of young people have no idea who Harvey Milk was and what he represented. The main thing I wanted to say is how much I appreciate the fact that we have a vehicle here whereby we can break down a barrier within our city code preventing a change like this from taking place. And I really appreciate the support from the Bureau in helping the people that want to move forward with this street name change by helping them come to City Council and getting this barrier removed. I think that's really great, and I appreciate that we have that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Good morning. You?
Bill Dickey, business owner, Portland, Oregon. I really can't add much to the wonderful words that were spoken earlier, especially by Governor Roberts, but it is ironic that just night before last, I was at home cruising the TV and on the Turner Classic Movie Channel, the 1984 documentary, The Life and Times of Harvey Milk, played. And I was like, wow, you know, it's ironic that this is playing tonight. And I got stuck on it and watched it and was reminded of how powerful this gentleman was and the cutting-edge nature of his career in winning the Briggs Initiative in California, which would have made it legal to fire school teachers that were homosexual. And, you know, the same night as this, as I was watching this movie, a young friend of mine who's had a baseball scholarship at OSU, he's from Roseburg, Oregon, he's 25 now, came out publicly on Facebook And I thought to myself, I commented on his coming out story, which he got 350 comments, which is quite a bit for a Facebook post, that it's ironic that you did this on the same day that this Harvey Milk documentary played, where his one of his main tenets was the importance of coming out. And it takes a lot of courage from Roseburg, Oregon, to come out. Because you know, life in Portland is sort of like Shangri-La for most gay people. It's a, you know, it's a pretty accepting place to live. But in small town America, and where you know a lot of our young people come from, it's still a fearful experience to be, you know, to identify yourself as being different. So anyway, I just think that it would really be a powerful statement for the city to have his name memorialized, and so that we can teach our young people the importance of these type of actions. That's all.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Hi, my name is Crystal Elinsky. I represent 10,000. I forgot to tell you about the Children's Levy pamphlet memorial. This is beautiful. We're talking about memorials, and it is really hard to say anything against former Governor Roberts, Kathleen Sadat, who told me, people need to get involved, even if their lives are really tough and they can hardly, you know, eat and sleep. They need to get involved. And then, of course, Star Soul 16, which is the first thing I did when I came to Portland, was go see her. However, this is a street renaming, and I think we're misguided in this. We're going the wrong direction. We're talking about money we don't have to help the homeless and how we don't have enough to spread around with Children's Levy. So I want to remind you that changing a street is a huge expense, for one, and you're going to have a backlash from the business community like you did with Cesar Chavez. It's a nightmare for logistics. Another point about street renaming, I mean, I've lived in countries where streets get renamed every time there's a new regime, which is often, but it's chaos. It's a real mess. And I used to live way out on Stark, out in the Four Corners, Gresham, Troutdale, Fairview, Wood Village. And it would be great to have Harvey Milk out there for sure, but you're only limiting it to here. And when I take my kids through town and they don't even know what the names of the streets are now and what we're commemorating, I mean, I could see replacing something that had a racist past like Union to MLK. Cesar Chavez was a number. It took a long time for people to get adjusted to it. But we could be doing something where we're teaching people about what this name means, because the average person really doesn't know. And we could do it with memorials, we could do it with plaques, we could do it with connecting points of interest in our city, like a walking tour. Like you could go, for example, well, anywhere. I mean, we've got a beautiful history here, and we could have a beautiful bust of Harvey Milk right down there. And in place of some of the ridiculous art we have in that area, like, oh my God, it's so embarrassing to explain to people what the Green Man of Portland is, because what is that? And then those glass vase things with the lights. I mean, I think the money would be better put into something where the community engages and learns and shares their own history, instead of just a simple, not even simple, a very expensive street change. Thank you.
Thank you, all three of you, for your testimony. We appreciate it. Is there any further testimony?
That's all. Thank
Mayor,
you.
I have a motion.
Commissioner Fish?
Mayor, I have checked with PBOT and determined that if we were to put an emergency clause on this item, it would have the effect of accelerating the process of going out and seeking whether there's sufficient community support to move forward. And it has been blessed by PBOT. I spoke to Kurt directly. So I would move that we add an emergency clause to this ordinance.
We have a motion.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Saltzman. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment's adopted to the main motion. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
So this merely sets the process in motion. There'll be plenty of opportunities for people to testify both in favor and against this proposal, and I look forward to having the next discussion back at council. Aye.
Fish.
I understand that there's a lot of support along this stretch of Stark from business owners and other folks to do the street renaming, but we have a process that engages the community fully before it comes back to us, and that's what we're launching today. It is a rare day indeed that we welcome Oregon's first woman governor, America's most famous drag queen, and a teacher and a leader and an activist of the substance and character of Kathleen Sadat. And that's as good a lineup as we'll ever have. And throw in our friends from Basic Rights Oregon, that's the dream team. So thank you very much for coming forward and making such a passionate case. And I am hopeful that you'll be returning to council in due course so that we can vote to move this forward. Aye. And by the way, Commissioner Saltzman, thank you for putting this on the agenda and giving us the chance to vote on this. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, council does not take up street renaming every day. In fact, city code requires that the Bureau of Transportation consider only one application at a time and only one renaming per year. The Harvey Milk Street Project Committee has been doing their homework and outreach for the last several months, and they've also been waiting patiently for the decks to be cleared at the Bureau of Transportation for this consideration. I believe they have made a compelling case for renaming, for requesting that this application move forward for only Southwest Stark and to move to the signature gathering stage, which can now commence immediately. So I want to thank my staff, Stacey Brewster, and also the staff at the Bureau of Transportation for walking the applicants through the process, and we look forward to joining you in the final steps as well. Aye.
You, Daly.
Well, I'd like to thank Governor Roberts, of course. I believe she had a little something to do with this whole thing. And just say, if we didn't have Harvey Milk to name a street after, I certainly think Kathleen Sadat and Walter Cole would be worthy recipients of that honor. Although, I'm not suggesting that. Never mind. Okay. I think I just realized some of the rules might, yeah. Okay. Anyhow. Please don't die. Okay. If there's one thing I've learned in the past year about Portlanders is they really hate change. And I understand that. We are experiencing some shell shock from the rate of change in our city. However, I believe my office has heard from one single individual who doesn't like this change. So I'm very pleased to vote aye and see this project move forward.
Wheeler.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Saltzman, for bringing this forward, the Transportation Bureau. Thanks to everybody who testified. And I know Governor Kulongoski would have loved to have been here as well. So thank you, Governor Roberts, for mentioning him as well. This is a very important symbol, and Kathleen had mentioned the importance of symbolism and the importance of us as a community not just assuming that things have changed for the better and therefore they will always stay better. We've entered a period in history where I think we understand we have to continually reflect on the battles fought, the victories won, and the importance of why those battles were fought in the first place. So I think this is an entirely appropriate and timely gesture on the part of the city of Portland. And I agree with the individual who testified who said there's some legwork that has to be done here in terms of reaching out to people in the community, the people on the streets, other businesses that maybe have not been engaged yet. All of those things must happen. And as Commissioner Saltzman admonished us, this is really just the beginning of that process. So thanks to everybody who's been engaged and everybody who will be engaged. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted as amended.